This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Top diplomats said Sunday further progress has been made at talks between Iran and global powers to try to negotiate and restore a landmark 2015 agreement to contain Iranian nuclear development. They say it's now up to governments involved in the negotiations to make political decisions. It was the first official meeting since Iran's hardline judiciary chief won a landslide victory in the country's presidential election last week. Some diplomats are expressing concern that Iran's election of Ibrahim Raisi as president could complicate a possible return to the agreement. The U.S. does not have a representative at the table in Vienna. However, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would broadly see the United States scale back sanctions and Iran return to its 2015 nuclear commitments. Then U.S. President Donald Trump pulled Washington out of the deal unilaterally in 2018. Myanmar's junta leader has flown out of the country to attend a conference in Moscow, state media reported on Sunday, his second trip abroad since seizing power in February. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing will attend the Moscow Conference on International Security, scheduled to be held Tuesday through Thursday, according to Myanmar military-controlled television network MRTV. Since taking power, he has traveled abroad only to attend a regional summit hosted by Indonesia in April. The army overthrew a civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi after her administration dismissed allegations of fraud over her party's landslide election victory in November. International monitors have said the vote was fair. The United Nations General Assembly on Friday called for a halt to flow of arms to Myanmar. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation this Friday, the White House said on Sunday. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants has surged since Biden announced in April that all U.S. troops in Afghanistan would be withdrawn before September 11th. Ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years of conflict. The White House says it's committed to supporting the Afghan people by providing diplomatic, economic, and humanitarian assistance. Taliban has staged a month-long campaign to expand its influence across the country as the United States has begun withdrawing troops and closed some bases and handed them over to the Afghan government. The troop withdrawal started on May 1st. And since the U.S. announced plans in April to pull out all of the troops, at least 30 districts have been seized by the Taliban. Aviation giant Emirates said Sunday it will resume flights from India next week after Dubai lifted a ban imposed when coronavirus cases spiked. The United Arab Emirates, which includes Dubai, suspended all flights from India in April to curb the spread of COVID-19. Emirates says it will resume carrying passengers from South Africa, Nigeria, and India starting June 23rd. Some 300 flights a week were operating between the UAE and India before the ban was announced 2 months ago, according to local media, making the air corridor one of the busiest in the world. The UAE is home to some 3.3 million Indians who make up a third of the population, most of them in Dubai. Russia's labor minister warned Sunday workers who refuse COVID-19 vaccinations in areas where they are required could be forced to take unpaid leave as infections spike and inoculation drives remain slow. He added that the suspension would last while the decree for mandatory vaccination is in effect. Russian capital Moscow has ordered mandatory vaccination for residents working in the service industry, saying some 60% would have to be fully inoculated by August 15th. Seven other cities and areas, including St. Petersburg, have imposed similar rules, according to Russian media. Free jabs have been available across the country since December, but only 19.5 million out of a population of some 146 million have received at least one dose of a vaccine, according to a monitoring website. The capital city is recording about 9,000 cases a day over the past 3 days, far higher than 2 weeks ago when 3,000 were recorded daily. Moscow's mayor says the highly infectious Delta variant is being identified in about 90% of cases. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.